can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me.
Welcome everybody to Canada's Pinball Podcast. Did I drink too much coffee on my last show? I sort of enjoyed it. I sort of enjoyed just dropping what's going on in this hobby. Happy Tuesday morning, everybody. What is going on in pinball this week? Congratulations to the 5 Beetlejuice spot winners. Nobody who won a game is now selling another game. I saw that in the chat. False information. It spreads like wildfire in the modern world. Canada has seen some stuff on one of the biggest, most upcoming games of the year. Doc Brown, Marty McFly. I'm going to give you a little bit of information that nobody else knows. So take it everywhere. Take it to Pinside. Take it to Jason Knapp. Take it to Kerry Hardy. But you have not heard this information anywhere. Once again, he's doing it. He's giving you the price of admission. But the big question on everybody's mind right now, not everybody's mind, but most people's minds, and I'm sorry if I talk about this a lot because I own the damn machine, am I not allowed to talk about Pokemon? But it's bigger than Pokemon. Where is the code? Those 4 words. Where is the code? Now, it is not the Pokemon people that are suffering the most. There are some of our friends that bought a Walking Dead remastered. That game, as of today, as of May 5th, the Walking Dead remastered has been out for 6 months. The code on a game that is a remastered game, they didn't even have to fully code a game. It is Lyman's masterpiece. They simply had to port it over, make some new dots, and what is the issue? What is the holdup? It's not even like they're inserting show clips or anything intricate like that. The game is still basically on a buggy, broken code after 6 months. Okay, so we've got that. Would it surprise you to know that in just like 10 days, Pokemon Pinball will have been revealed to the world for 4 months. Transformers is coming out at the end of May. And so here we are again in the same scenario we've been in many, many times. Where is the code? Now, if you're Stern Pinball, let's play devil's advocate. Why do you care? You have all of these people that bought all of these games before even playing a single game. You've got all of these dealers and distros placing orders, selling customers unfinished products. It's been this way since I've been in pinball, but it feels like it's getting worse. Do you buy a Jersey Jack game and does it come with such early code? Now, of course, Jersey Jack can focus on one game a year. Same with Spooky. Same with a lot of companies. You know, this is the problem with Stern Pinball wanting to make 3 cornerstone games a year, also do a couple remastered or remakes. So you've got like 5 to 6 games a year Stern Pinball is going to put on the line. And whenever it's a new game, it feels like they're willing to accept people's money on a game that is still very, very early on. And the problem that creates for a lot of the owners is not just the wait, you also watch these games lose like a ton of value because people just think the game isn't good. And of course it's not good. It's like watching a movie without the special effects put in. It's very barren. Like the foundation is there, but the actual experience of playing it gets really old really fast. I am shocked. On a George Gomez game where the guy runs the company, on a game that's been out for 4 months, there hasn't been a single code update. Like, you don't have, like, maybe just the Jigglypuff mode. Just put something else in it. Get from point, what is it, 0.81 or 0.84 up to 0.82 or 0.85. Can't they just give us something else? So what everybody is expecting now, because this is what happens, the more time that goes on, the more people expect a